As a long-term subscriber to the New York Times, I know that the attitude of the New York Times to Donald Trump changed when he was nominated as the Republican presidential candidate in July 2016. It is unlikely that the devil, Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun would actually ever meet in one place. However, the New York Times appears to believe they have all met in the one person, Donald Trump. So I was more than interested to read in the pages of the New York Times on 29 March, a serious article which is all about Trump, but never mentions his name. The article was a piece by political commentator and academic Thomas Edsel. It was called "The 2016 Exit Polls Led Us to Misinterpret the 2016 Election." Edsel discussed two recent surveys of Democratic and Democratic-leaning US voters and how they voted in the 2016 presidential elections. Both of these surveys found that the number of white working class voters was markedly larger than was previously thought. Importantly, white working class voters, those with only a high school degree, were the largest single voting group. We ourselves examined a study on the composition of US voters. This study was shown in a 2017 study by the Center of American Progress. This is a left-leaning not-for-profit group. This study shows that while white working class voters were 45% of voters, white voters with university degrees were only 29% of voters. African American voters were 12%. Latino voters were 9%. White voters without university degrees, that is to say working class voters, outnumbered white voters with university degrees by fully 16% of the population. The number of working class voters was underestimated by pollsters because college graduates, and especially those with postgraduate degrees, tend to answer polls more frequently than those with only high school degrees. Importantly, the white working class is also the largest block of Democratic Party voters. Unfortunately, the polls show that Hillary Clinton only won 28% of the white working class votes. What do white working class voters think? Research published in 2016 by William A. Goldston of the Brookings Institution detailed the enormous differences in the opinions of white voters with college degrees and those without. The findings were based upon research done by the Public Religion Research Institute, or the PRRI. Most whites with a college degree or more have incomes above $50,000. Most working class voters have an income of less than $50,000. Most working class whites rate their financial circumstances as only fair or poor. Most college educated whites, on the other hand, rate their financial circumstances as good or excellent. The result is that the political and social views of the working class and college educated white voters could not be more different. 62% of working class whites think that America's culture and way of life has changed for the worse since the 1950s. 68% of working class whites believe that the American way of life needs to be protected against foreign influences. 66% of working class whites believe that discrimination against whites has become as big a problem as discrimination against blacks and other minorities. 62% of working class whites believe that discrimination against Christians has become as big a problem as discrimination against other groups. This brings us to immigration. 61% of working class whites say that immigrants weaken the USA by taking jobs, housing and healthcare. 71% of working class whites think that immigrants mostly hurt the economy by driving down wages. 59% of working class whites believe the USA should make a serious attempt to deport all illegal immigrants back to their home countries. 55% of working class whites think the USA should build a wall along its border with Mexico. Opinions on trade are similar. 62% of working class whites believe that trade agreements are harmful because they send jobs overseas and drive down wages. Finally, and most dramatically, 60% of working class white voters believe that the USA has gone so far off track that the USA needs a leader who is prepared to break some rules if that's what it takes to get things right. These findings are replicated in further research published by the Public Religion Research Institute in The Atlantic magazine on 9 May 2017. Now, last year we discussed the work of Nobel Prize winning economist Sir Angus Deaton on how death rates of American white working class are rising and their social conditions are falling. In our economic strategy of 5 October 2017, titled Deaths of Despair, we reviewed two articles on the deterioration of the US white working class over the period since the beginning of this century. We found that following the entry of China into the World Trade Organization in 2001, some 6 million US manufacturing workers lost their jobs. This resulted in a 34% decline in US manufacturing employment over the period from 2000 to 2010. The entry of China into the World Trade Organization had led US firms to shift their operations to China along with the associated US manufacturing jobs. Chinese producers then expanded into the US market, which increased competition for the US producers that remained. Prior to China's entry into the World Trade Organization, the risk associated with the annual review of import tariffs had kept manufacturing employment in the USA. At the very same time that manufacturing employment fell for the US working class, the death rate of the US working class began to rise. Sir Angus Deaton and Anne Case found that deaths among non-Hispanic white Americans in midlife began to rise at the beginning of this century and continued to climb through 2015. Increases in drug overdoses, suicides, and alcohol-related liver death, particularly amongst those with a high school degree or less, were responsible for an overall increase in death rates among whites. The references associated with this can be found in their paper, which we quote in our research. Additional research conducted by the Brookings Institute by Ed Glazer, who's a very powerful speaker who I've seen present on a number of occasions. Ed Glazer did this paper together with Larry Summers and Ben Austin of Harvard, and published in 2018, have expanded upon the analysis done by Sir Angus Deaton. They note that economic convergence of American regions has greatly slowed, and the rates of long-term unemployment have been diverging. The rates of non-employment, these people never hold a job, the rates of non-employment for working-age men has nearly tripled over the past 50 years, generating a terrible social problem that is disproportionately centered in the eastern parts of the American heartland. The researchers say that many measures of well-being suggest that not working is far worse than low-income employment. This motivates the researchers to focus on employment rather than incomes. They divide the USA into three regions: the prosperous coasts, the the Western Heartland and the Eastern Heartland. The Eastern Heartland is comprised of areas which became states before 1840. The coasts have high incomes, but the Western Heartland also benefits from natural resources and high levels of historical education. America's social problems, including non-employment, disability, opioid-related deaths, and rising mortality, are concentrated in America's Eastern Heartland states. These run from Louisiana north up to Ohio and are mostly states that are east of the Mississippi. None of these states are on the Atlantic coast. The income and employment gaps between the three regions is not improving. Instead, it seems to be worsening. The transformations of the US economy into an information economy has improved the conditions of the white university-educated class and worsened the conditions of the white working class. In spite of being the largest demographic group of voters, the white working class may have been neglected by the American left, perhaps because their views are not politically correct. This group has been swooped up by Donald Trump. The American left hates what Trump says because what he says is not politically correct. But his policies are an articulation of the sentiments of the American white working class. Trump has long had business operations in the American Eastern Heartland. One of his most impressive constructions is the Trump Tower on Wabash Avenue beside the Chicago River. Trump conceived of this building in 2001 as the tallest building in the world. By the time it was finished in 2009, it was no longer the tallest building in the world, but it was the most impressive building in Chicago. It is reasonable to assume that as part of this process, Trump began to research the Eastern Heartland. It is also reasonable to assume that the information covered in this article was discovered by Trump prior to his registration of the Ronald Reagan slogan, "Make America Great Again," in July 2015. Trump appears to have discovered the condition and attitude of the white working class and built his political platform upon them. The white working class have very different attitudes to the white college educated class.